Behind every big hit.
He will score! And the Twins win it!
And every key strikeout.
Swing and a miss, he got it.
There are a lot of important decisions being made on the diamond and throughout the organization. And now, here's your inside look at your team on Inside Twins.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Inside Twins, the final edition of Inside Twins, leading into the All-Star break as we wrap up the first half of the 2015 campaign today. As we conclude this series, a four-game set, Twins and the Tigers. Twins after a three-game series win, and also try to cap off what could be a 6-1 homestand. I'm Corey Provis, and our guest today on Inside Twins is the assistant GM of the Minnesota Twins and team vice president. We say good afternoon to Rob Antony. It's been a while. Good to see you.
It has been a while. Good to see you too, Corey.
You've been traveling. You've been all around checking in on the minor leagues. We'll get to that later on in the show. But, Rob, here we sit, one game to go before the break, and a Twins team has a chance to be a 49-win Twins team at the break. Sounds awfully good.
It sure does. We would, if you told us this at the beginning of the season, we would have taken this in a minute.
What changed? When you look back at the 1-6 start, and the team could not have been playing worse, to be honest, and then what was the igniter? What has really turned this team around when you examine the first 2.5 months?
I'm not sure if I can pinpoint one exact game or anything else, but you're right. Everything did go wrong. We played poor defense. We weren't executing. We weren't swinging the bats at all, and we weren't pitching very well. So that's pretty much a recipe to start out 1-6, and after that we kind of bounce back. We came home and we had a pretty good homestand. We started to execute better. Our defense tightened up, but as the first half has gone along, our starting pitching has become very reliable. They've kept us in games. We went through May and swung the bats very well, scored a lot of runs, and then it was tougher to score runs in June, but now July's the calendar turned again and we're starting to swing the bats a little bit better. But what's remained constant is our pitching has given us a chance, and the defense has been pretty good.
And I'm sure many were skeptical about the pitching because after Irvin Santana's suspension, it was a lot of the same guys that were back but struggled in the past, so why would this year be any different? So many of the names are the same, but the results are different. Why?
Well, Mike Pelfrey's been healthy, and he's been done a very good job for us, been pretty consistent for us in the rotation. Tommy Malone had a little bit of a rough stretch. He went down and pitched very, very well, and since he's come back up, he's been tremendous for us in the rotation. Kyle Gibson has taken a step forward and been more consistent this year and done a much better job with damage control, and the addition of Santana now is just like acquiring a pretty good starting pitcher at the trade deadline, so we feel good about the way things are going.
Kyle Gibson will get the ball today as we wrap up this series. Shane Green going for the Tigers, and you know, Gibson, a couple starts back, had that gem in Kansas City. He went 8 shutout. He had the Royals off balance all night long. And I asked Molitor the following day when he said Gibson's going to get 2 more starts. And he went Tuesday. He's going again today before the break. It wasn't, I guess, in concrete that was going to happen, but that was the plan. But that start in Kansas City definitely made this the way it was going to look here as we wrap up the first half of the season. Gibson struck out some tough left-handed batters on Tuesday night. Are you seeing signs that Gibson can be more of a strikeout pitcher than what he's been?
I think he definitely can be, and I think he needs to understand that, because when he strikes out some guys after a game, he'll say, don't get used to it, or, you know, that wasn't the normal thing. He has pitches to strike people out, and the more he develops that mentality that he's going to attack and try and strike guys out in situations rather than try and just induce weak contact or just locate well, he's going to strike more guys out, and he has the stuff to do that. He should be an 8-9 strikeout per 9 guy.
I saw this number today, and this really caught my attention. Gibson has allowed only 1 hit to a left-handed batter off his slider all year. So he's got 2 strikes, and he's going to see some lefties. He's allowed just 1 single all year to a lefty, and he used that slider to Davis, to Wieters, to get a couple of big strikeouts on Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. He can backfoot that slider, and it's very tough. It starts out right down the middle. Looks like a good pitch, and all of a sudden that thing's diving at their feet, and it's too late. They've already started their swing, and that is a strikeout pitch for him, and he's got a plus changeup as well. So he has the weapons to strike guys out, and I think as he goes along and realizes he can do that and elevates a little bit with a fastball, there's a lot of different ways you can get hitters out. He throws enough strikes, gets ahead in the count a lot, so I believe he will be a strikeout pitcher.
We welcome your questions today. You can reach us in 2 ways, on Twitter, #InsideTwins, or via email, InsideTwins at twinsbaseball.com. We'll take our first break today. When we come back, we'll talk a bit about Trevor May, Miguel Sano, his home debut all week long, get Rob's take on that and more. Plus, injury news on Ricky Nolasco, surgery set for tomorrow. What's the timetable after that? Much more to come with Rob Antony. Twins and the Tigers coming up at 1:10. Inside Twins continues next on your home for Twins baseball.
The Twins won yesterday, so you know what that means. 50% off large and extra large pizzas from Papa John's. Log on to papajohns.com today and use promo code TWINSWIN to get 50% off any regular menu price, large or extra large pizzas. That's 50% off Papa John's pizza today and the day after any Twins win. Now that's a steal of a pizza deal. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Why not drive for a company you own? Employee-owned Longhaul Trucking is looking for hardworking owner-operators and company drivers. Longhaul has a new approved pay structure with six-figure salaries and beyond. Longhaul invests in you with top pay, benefits, and late-model trucks with Dish TV. Log on now to longhaultrucking.com. Call Longhaul at 1-800-255-5153. Running on the power of promises kept, that's Longhaul Trucking.
Don't let a sports injury keep you from achieving your goals. Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center's leading orthopedic surgeons treat athletes of all ages and abilities, including professional athletes from around the world, using minimally invasive techniques that reduce pain and speed recovery. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make your appointment today at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
It's another season of Twins baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues here on a warm Sunday. One of my favorite days of the year. It's Armed Forces Appreciation Day, and all the suites sold out today. All the banners are hung, and it's an emotional day at the ballpark, and certainly one that all of us remember throughout the season. Twins and the Tigers coming up at 1:10. It'll be Kyle Gibson for the Twins and Shane Green going for Detroit. Let's stick with the pitching for a moment, shift gears now to the bullpen. Trevor May remains in the bullpen for now, but when the second half begins, will May still be in the bullpen, or is he more likely to start, whether it's up here, or does he go back to keep that arm stretched out and begin the second half in the Rochester rotation?
I guess those are all possibilities. We'll discuss that over the break and before we head into the second half of the season and we set our rotation. But, you know, Trevor really did nothing to pitch his way out of the rotation. But we had, when Santana came back, we had six starters. We had to make a decision. And for a lot of different reasons, he's a guy who fits into the pen. He can get loose. He's a guy who can come in. He's a strikeout guy. So he can fit in the pen. But ultimately, as you've seen this season, he's a starting pitcher that we believe is going to be a starter for us for a long time. So we need to decide if we want to send him to Rochester. We could. He has options, and you send him down there. He continues to start. He stays stretched out. And as everybody knows, you don't go through even half of a season without needing another starter. When injuries come up or ineffectiveness, anything, and you need to go get a guy, it'd be great to have that. But at the same time, he has value in the pen as well right now.
So May, as a reliever, to that point, what is his best role as a reliever at this point?
I think you could use him in a variety of ways. You can use him in long relief. You can use him in short relief. He can be the guy that comes in the eighth inning. He's a guy who can come in and strike guys out. You've seen that over the course of the season. He can get himself into jams and get strikeouts to get out of jams and not only minimize damage, but sometimes completely escape from what could be a tough inning. So he has the ability for damage control as a starter, and as a reliever, he's a guy that when they bring somebody up, he has the good changeup. So it's not like Somebody pinch hits a lefty, and all of a sudden we're worried about that situation. He can get lefties and righties out, so you can use him at any point in the game.
Speaking of getting lefties out, Ryan O'Rourke was really brought up here to be a left-handed specialist, but the guy is seeing more righties than lefties so far. Buddy, he's getting guys out, but having a go-to left-handed specialist, how long has this team needed that?
You know, it's been one of those things that when you're not winning, when you're struggling, it's really hard to carry that guy. It's almost a luxury, but when you're winning, it becomes a necessity because every game there's a guy like Alex Gordon or a tough lefty that you're in the seventh inning, bottom of the seventh or top of the seventh, and there's two outs, and you need to just get out of that inning, and you bring in a Ryan O'Rourke who throughout his career in the minor leagues has been so tough on left-handers, and it was just time to come up and bring him up and see if he can do it up here.
As we visit here with Rob Antony, we welcome your questions. You can reach us in two ways, hashtag InsideTwins on Twitter or via email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com. Miguel Sano has made his Target Field debut all week long. We saw him in Kansas City before this homestand began, but what has stood out to you? As you saw Sano a lot in the minor leagues, is he any different? Do you see something he's doing better up here that maybe he wasn't doing in the minor leagues?
No, I'm not sure. I think he's doing everything as well as he was doing in the minor leagues and probably just his poise and composure. He'll get behind in the count. We've seen him get behind 0-2, 1-2 and coax a walk because he doesn't chase out of the zone. He's done a very good job, but he's always been a fairly disciplined hitter for a power guy. And he looks for his pitch, but at the same time, he's not going to try and create something that's not there. So he realizes and understands, and I think what you see from a lot of pitchers, they're not too eager to challenge him. They want to try and have him get himself out, and so far, he's done a pretty good job of not doing that.
The bulk of the home runs he hit in the minor leagues, were those coming on 1-0 or 2-0 counts, or were they coming the first pitch of the at-bat? Was there one constant offensive trend that stood out when you look at Sano's game?
No, it's no different in the minor leagues and the major leagues. Most home runs are mistakes. Guys throw the ball, you know, they want to get the pitch down and away. They leave it out over the plate, and he can make you pay. He's one of those guys. You saw him go with a pitch that was away, and he just missed a home run by about 6 inches yesterday the opposite way. So when you have power like he does, he can pull it into the left field seats. He can go the opposite way. He can hit it over, you know, dead center. So when you have power like that, he doesn't go up there. He's not totally pull-oriented. He goes with the pitch, and he just tries to hit it hard.
Terry Ryan is always pretty cautious about saying, boy, a light has been switched here. Something has clicked for a young player. But it's hard to ignore that when you look at Aaron Hicks's game of late. And he's got a plan now. It's not just the aggressively patient, which we have asked some Harvard scientists to help explain, and we still can't figure that out. But he has a game plan, doesn't he? And he's going up there with an idea. And more times than not, he's not chasing. He's drawing walks, and he delivered another key hit yesterday.
Yeah, I think he's focused, he's locked in, and he's confident. He's playing with a smile. When he comes up in those situations, the other night in that comeback, he had a tremendous at-bat. As he was down, I think it was 0-2 or 1-2 in the count, he ended up getting a walk because he didn't chase. He laid off some pitches. He fouled some pitches off. And he has confidence now. He wants to be up there in that situation, and I'm not sure that's always been the case with him. And with that confidence and with some success comes more confidence. So he is playing very well, and he's been a key for us this week.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some more team-related topics. The Twins right now sit here in mid-July as a contender, something they have not been and had for quite some time. How different is Rob and Terry's job now, considering that they are contenders? Buyers here in July. We'll focus on that next on Inside Twins and your home for Twins baseball.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Make Sundays family fun days at Target Field. Kids ages 14 and under can receive not-hole tickets in select sections, courtesy of Super America, get autographs, and run the bases after the game.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you have a case of the Mondays? Well, get your cure at Target Field. When you purchase a ticket for the Skyline Deck at any Monday game, it'll be loaded with $10 in free food and drinks. So if your work week is off to a lousy start, head on down to Target Field and get more for your Monday.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. Corey Provis, Rob Antony with you. And Rob, we have a question, this one from Steve, asking about Oswaldo Arcia. Hard to ignore his offensive run of late. It seems like he's hitting a home run every single day. What does that mean for his future as a big leaguer, though, right now?
I think what he needs to do is continue to do that so that if and when the time comes where we need to go get Oswaldo Arcia, he's the guy to go get because he is doing what he's doing. If he goes into a slump and in 2 weeks from now we need to go get a guy and he hasn't been playing well, he might get passed over. So it's a tough position, but you know what? He's had opportunities here. Now he's down there. And really what he needs to do is become more consistent with his game. And I know he's been working on his defense. We've gotten very good reports on his attitude, how he's gone about things. He needs to continue to do that. But right now we're in pretty good position and pretty good shape right now. And there's really not a spot for him right now.
Yeah, Miguel Sano pretty much is locked in every day DH. Trevor Plouffe will leave in his paternity leave here pretty soon, so Sano maybe will get some reps there at third base. But Eddie Rosario has been terrific defensively in left and in right. And something we touched on the first segment, the difference of play and the better play, I think also goes back to the better team defense. You can't ignore what you see in the outfield now.
No, there's no question. Our outfield has improved, and we've played much better since Eddie's been out there. And, you know, Shane Robinson, when you face a left-hander, it's good to have him. He has that defensive versatility, and he might not be the guy that's your offensive weapon, but at the same time, everybody has a different role on the club, and he does a good job in his role.
All right, big picture stuff now, and this is fun to say, that here we sit now just a few weeks before the trade deadline. The Twins are buyers. The Twins are a contending team here in 2015. So with that said, how different is your role, Terry, what you guys do day in, day out, considering you're buyers, not sellers right now?
Well, and, you know, we are buyers if the right deal comes along. First off, it has to be an upgrade. It has to be something that you weigh the pros and cons if you go ahead and trade this prospect or this guy for what you're going to get. How much of an upgrade is that player over who he's going to replace? The cost is also obviously important. You don't want to way overpay, panic, and think, you know, he's an upgrade, so therefore we'll do whatever it takes. We're not in that mindset. We have our eye on 2015, but we also have our eye on the future, and we're not going to give up a player that can be very valuable for us for years for a rental who might be a slight upgrade on something we already have.
Are there certain positions, you know, just looking at depth and I guess performance, that you know this is where we'd like to improve before the waiver period begins in August?
I think you keep all your options open, but, you know, position-wise, we're fairly satisfied with guys that we have. And if you look at upgrading in certain positions, if there's somebody out there that we think can really impact our lineup and is an upgrade, we're not afraid to address that, whether it's a position player or pitcher. I would say we probably aren't going to be much in the market for starting pitching. We've got six starters right now. We're in a pretty good position that we haven't been in for a long time because they're all producing and doing their job. So, you know, we'll look at the bullpen. That's always a point where if you can upgrade, and obviously when you shorten the game up, if you get 6-7 good innings out of your starter, we want to have a competent, good bridge to Glenn Perkins. And if somebody's out there that we think would be an upgrade and would be a good guy for us in the eighth inning, we'll look at that.
In the past, Terry Ryan has said with the state of the team that I have to be honest that, you know, nobody is untouchable. If there's an offer that comes our way that's too good to turn down, we have to look at that and maybe make a tough call. Is that still the case, though, now? Are there certain guys that you know that we are not going to move, whether it's a big league player because of a no-trade clause or a young and up-and-coming minor league talent?
Well, some of both. The position players and being in the mix and the things that are going on, you really don't want to upset the chemistry in that clubhouse. Paul Molitor, as well as the players, have done a good job to create a positive chemistry. They believe in each other. They believe in the team, and you don't want to upset that. So it's difficult to trade somebody off that big league club at the same time. If you believe that it's going to make the club better, players understand that this is a business, but it's also we're trying to win, and if we think trading away somebody who might be a good player on our team for somebody else that can make maybe more of an impact this year as well as down the road, we have to look at all things.
In prior years, there has been maybe a deal or two before the All-Star break. Jeff Samardzija comes to mind last year, dealt to the A's before the All-Star break. There hasn't been that big blockbuster, even a smaller trade yet. Has that surprised you, and what does that tell you about why there hasn't been any big kind of trade even before the break at this point?
Well, as you look at the teams that you think might be sellers, that list is fairly small. As I looked this morning, I think of the six different divisions, 4.5 games back is the biggest lead for anybody. And with the second wild card spot now, more teams feel like they're in that mix, so they're not as willing to give up on their season. So the sellers are fewer and far between, and sometimes the guys that are out there, they're trying to unload maybe a big contract or move some guys that have additional years and try and get out from underneath that. So sometimes the price to pay is more than just what you're giving up.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up. Dirk has a question about depth behind the plate in the minor leagues. Also want to get an update from you on Jose Mil Pinto and how he is moving along with his concussion. We're back with one more segment. Corey Provis, Rob Anthony next on Inside Twins. You are listening to Twins Baseball.
Twins fans, join SA for Super America Kids Day at Target Field, where not full tickets save you $5 in the home run porch for select Sunday games. Sunday is Kids Day, so partner up with Super America. Visit a store near you to pick up a not full ticket voucher. Super deals, super savings, Super America.
What if something happens to your house? What if you don't have the right amount of coverage? West Bend's Home and Highway policy includes a guaranteed replacement cost feature. So if your home is destroyed, we'll pay to replace it, even if the cost to do so is higher than the limits on your policy. Because your house isn't just a house, it's your home, and your home is priceless. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Ask your independent insurance agent about getting a West Bend policy for the things you can't afford to lose.
It's another season of Twins Baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Don't let pain interrupt your life. CDI, the official MRI provider for the Minnesota Twins, also offers comprehensive pain management solutions. The CDI team can diagnose and treat the source of your pain, all in a relaxed and comfortable outpatient setting. Before you consider surgery, visit one of CDI's convenient locations throughout the metro in St. Cloud. Learn more at mycdi.com and search Pain Care.
Take the muscle out of mowing with Toro's new all-wheel drive recycler walk mower. All-wheel drive provides you extra traction for hills and uneven areas. The personal paced automatic drive system senses and smoothly adjusts to your walking pace. And Toro's recycler cutting system clips clippings into a fine mulch for a healthy, lush lawn. See the Toro recycler all-wheel drive mower with smart features and proven dependability at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Mankey's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
If kids don't have a field to play baseball on, they'll find somewhere else to play. Help the Twins Community Fund's Fields for Kids program build and restore fields. Learn what you can do or make a donation at twinscommunityfund.org. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
A couple minutes left here as we wrap up with Rob Antony. Rob, we got a question here. This is from Dirk about depth right now behind the plate at the minor league level.
Well, we went and got Eric Fryer, who is a veteran guy, but Pinto's still been out. He's dealing with concussion issues, but he is improving. He's doing all the activities and not having any setbacks, so I think he's on the road to recovery. In Double-A, Turner, is Stuart Turner, he's very strong defensively. He struggled with the bat some this year. And Mitchell Garver in high A ball, who we wanted to see the defense improve. That has. He started off struggling offensively, but has swung the bat much better the last month or two.
Some other injury news. Ricky Nolasco will have surgery tomorrow. Are we wrong to say it's season-ending surgery? When will we get a better read as to the timetable?
Yeah, I think it's too early to say that. I think after the surgery, how he comes out of it, and then once he starts that rehab process, we'll get a little bit of better idea how long he'll be out.
Remind me, that the Buxton injury, was it about 6 to 8 weeks? Was it 4 to 6 weeks? How far in are we, and where is he at with his progress?
Well, he's exercising and doing those things, but he has not been able to swing the bat, so I think he's still quite some time out.
And so Buxton, that's the news on him. And the Futures game coming up today, Jose Berríos will start his second straight Futures game. Max Kepler, unfortunately, can't participate
today. Yeah, he made a throw the other day, and he felt a little soreness in his left shoulder. It's just an impingement. He had to go on the DL, but unfortunately it knocked him out of today's game.
Berríos, though, great story. Keeps on getting the ball and keeps on performing. Began at Double-A, Triple-A, and now back on the mound starting the Futures game today.
Yeah, look forward to seeing him in action.
All right, Rob, great job. Great to see you. Enjoy your break.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Rob Antony joining us here for Inside Twins. Much more to come. Chris's pregame show in just about 4 minutes from right now. And then we'll have Game 4, the Twins and the Tigers, to wrap up this series and the first half of the baseball season. Kyle Gibson, 7-6. Shane Green, 4-6 for the Tigers. Don't go anywhere. Much more to come right here on your home for Twins baseball.